With SRN News, I'm John Scott. China and the U.S. agreeing to resume direct military-to-military communications. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says it's not clear whether that will improve U.S.-China relations.
It will help defang, to a certain degree, you know, the confrontations we have in the air and at sea around China. You know, we'll have to wait and see if that does anything.
McGinnis says the U.S. has a long history of underestimating China's ambitions for global dominance.
You know, a couple of years ago, we didn't think that they were going to develop a meaningful nuclear force, and now all of a sudden they have 500 deployed nuclear weapons, and the Pentagon predicts over the next decade they'll triple that.
Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a temporary funding bill has been passed in the Senate, averting a government shutdown.
The Senate worked into the night Wednesday to pass the spending bill with just days to spare.
The yeas are 87, the nays are 11.
The package keeps government funding at current levels with split deadlines on January 19th for some agencies and February 2nd for others. It does not include the White House's $106 billion supplemental funding request. Mike Johnson, who replaced Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker after a battle over spending, is pushing for deeper cuts and has vowed not to support any further stopgap funding measures. But the House GOP's inability to present a united front could undercut his ability to negotiate. Jennifer King, Washington.
California authorities arresting a 50-year-old man in connection with the death of a Jewish protester during demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. 69-year-old pro-Israel demonstrator Paul Kessler died November 6th following confrontation with a pro-Palestinian demonstrator. Authorities say Kessler fell backward and struck his head. The Dow is down 147 points, the NASDAQ losing 58. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents' groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, "Shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind." The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has reiterated its position that the state constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion when necessary to preserve her life. The court issues its 5-4 opinion in a case in which five separate pro-life laws that were passed by the legislature in 2021 are being challenged. All five have been put on hold while the legal challenges are being decided. This is SRN News. President Biden has announced another batch of judicial nominations.
In his push to diversify federal judgeships, the president announced five new nominees, including the first Muslim American on any circuit court. Another judicial nominee is Service Employees International Union General Counsel Nicole Berner. If confirmed by the Senate, Berner would be the first openly LGBTQ judge on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president also nominated judges who would serve in Indiana and Oregon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in New York City say they've made the largest U.S. seizure of counterfeit goods consisting of handbags, shoes, and other luxury merchandise valued at more than $1 billion. The two men charged could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. And thousands of scientists who work for California have begun a 3-day strike over lack of progress in contract talks. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.